I'm the chair guy. What's up, bro? We're fucking back.
We are back.
We're fucking back.
Let's go.
Let's go.
How's your week going, Mark?
It's all right, bro.
I might have heard something about your personal life. Is it true?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know we're putting shit on blast already with people.
We can talk about that off. We got Andrew coming out of nowhere.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, just got done.
You're always sneaky. Whenever you say you're not going to be here.
You can't say that about his culture. But you know what?
Well,
also, where are you at, Joey?
I'm at Zach's house.
Oh, I thought you were in Denver.
It does say that right behind me.
Yeah, only people who like live in those states have those like states hanging up on their walls.
He did spend some
time in San Diego too.
Yeah, it appears, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but it looks to me like what he's trying to do is get matching maps of all the places that he's lived.
Gotcha. Did Andrew already get offended? This is too edgy. I gotta leave.
He's gone. Mark, how was your stream earlier?
Oh, man, didn't get to catch any dubs. Maybe got 3 kills total. It was rough. All the sweats were out. I started a little late. How was your day?
My day was good. Oh, my God, I have a crazy update. So people who've listened to this podcast for a while know that there's been a lot of drama in the house
LBC?
Where I live with the neighbors in terms of people having sex right outside of our door. A human poop was found. We had an intruder. That's right. We had an intruder during one of the podcasts. Well, we get back. We were gone for the weekend, and I'm just working. I'm on like a meeting, and it's like 10 a.m. and I get a knock on the door, and I'm like, "Who is this?" And the guy goes, "It's your neighbor." And I'm like, "What?" So I crack the door, and he goes, he's like, "Hey, is Holly there?" And I'm like, "What? Yeah." He's like, "Can I talk to her?" And I was like, "Absolutely not." And then he says, "Well, I need to because I heard rumors that she broke into my apartment over the weekend and stole all my stuff."
What?
Oh.
Straight up accusing my girlfriend of stealing all of his things. Only 2 of us live on this. And he's literally looks strung out. He's not wearing shoes. He's got these little tiny swollen hobbit feet. He does not look well. And I didn't know what to say. I just said, "No, you didn't." And he goes, "Oh, so I did not hear these rumors?" And I'm like, "No, you literally didn't. I know you didn't." And he was like, "Oh, I'm going to call the cops." And then privilege speaking, I was like, "I would love that. Please do." And,
Damn, yo, you don't play the cops game with Joey types, dude.
Bro, I have a mustache right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, dude, I am the cops, motherfucker.
Reverse Uno always, dude.
Yeah. Dude, don't Karen me in my own building.
You do
sir.
You do look like a Karen that like morphed into like the ultimate Karen, though.
Yeah, like 2 Karens fused and became a white man.
I think it's Derek is what I've been seeing.
Is Derek the man? I've seen a Derek.
Yeah,
I think that.
Joey is a baby Derek, though.
No, Joey's are like, "Hey, man, can't we all just get along?" So then later that day, we like hear something.
Guys, we're all making $80,000 a year. Life is good, bro. Can't we all just get along? We just
before taxes
get pulled over, we get a ticket. It's fine, bro. We're all good, dude.
My friends are probably listening to this like, "God, he only makes fucking 80? That's insane."
I just found out I got to pay $1,000 of car registration because of back tickets. I'm so mad, bro.
Well, that is the logical continuation of your great fight against the meter maids.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, there is the good news for you, Mark, which is that your lane in comedy finally opened up.
I know, right? Holy shit.
Wait, so it's over, the story? I thought the cops didn't come?
Oh, so no. So the cops never came.
Yeah, what happened to the story?
So the cops never came, and we were thinking of calling them ourselves to, you know, Uno, but then nothing happened, and we're like, so I knew one of the guys who lived over there, and he said, who had just moved out.
You know someone who lives at your neighbor's house? Like,
what are you talking about?
So finally, after all the years of insanity going on over there, we ended up meeting one of the guys, and we needed help with, like, he needed to come into our house because there was a leak in his house that he had to fix, whatever. So we get his number, and this guy, all the crazy stuff that happened in that apartment, this guy happened to be very cool. So I had a relationship with him, and he said he was finally moving out.
Oh, we know about the relationships that go down in that apartment, bro.
Yeah, a lot of them.
About those relationships.
They are
a leak. That's the most porno story I've ever heard.
Yeah, what does his house have to do with anything with your house? It's,
you're trying to fuck Joey, bro. That was his line.
He's like, yeah, there's a leak happening in my house. I know that you don't live under me, so it wouldn't affect you, but I want to just, let's exchange information.
He's also dressed like a milkman for some reason. Like, there's a leak about milk? He just has it all mixed up.
It's a milky leak.
Yeah. I'm here to fix your pipes, milk. What?
I feel like when he decided to argue with you, or not argue, but when he was like, he's like, he had a game plan where he was like, I'm going to call the cops. And then that was as far as it went. And he thought it was a solid plan. And then he says it to you. And he's like, I forgot. I'm on meth. I can't. I don't know plan B.
I forgot. I'm on meth. God damn it.
He's like, I thought I had him. But
he looks in his hand. He's just holding a spoon. He's like, fuck.
Why do you think Holly stole all this dude's shit?
Because she's sneaky.
It is a great question. So the person that I had had sex with, and so I had his number, he finally moved out, and I kind of texted him, and I was like, hey, this guy's making outlandish accusations. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's reached that point. I think that the pandemic, like, caused him to snap. He called the cops on me 3 times before I left, saying I had a gun when I don't. And I think that the guy who lived there took all the stuff, and this guy's living in an empty apartment. He's squatting there. He's not even legally living there, but you can't get anyone out until August 31st because of shelter in place. And he said he thinks he's hearing things. So he may have actually heard this rumor, but it came from himself living in the own place. So it's a very creepy situation. And later in the night, I hear a noise. And so I go and I like look through the peephole, and he like is like looking down the stairs, like he's waiting for a friend to come. And then he just like looks towards the peephole and starts like waving. And I'm like, the fuck? So I'm just sitting there. That's ready. Terrifying. I got a bat, oh my God, you know? Dude. And then he just starts going, like making a popping sound. And so the whole night I'm sleeping there going, fuck, I'm gonna have to wake up at 2 a.m. and like beat a meth head half to death. And I think he forgot about it.
Yeah. That's crazy that Joey lives in the nicest and worst place at the same time.
It's a metaphor for my life.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's that's how white he is. He's trying to fucking colonize and gentrify a literal crack den. Like, dude, I'm the upstairs tenant. There will be no fucking and meth up in here, and Holly will steal all your shit.
And the indigenous crackheads are like, no, we're going to put up a fight.
Yeah.
You got to give them COVID, bro. You gotta give them COVID, bro. That's
indigenous crackheads.
That's their smallpox, dude. Yeah.
What if one night you just see him in the peephole and he's just doing the haka but he's by himself.
I'm just gonna have to buy him off with like a paltry amount of spices. You know, have you ever tried salt before? And he's like, holy shit, he's a wizard.
Wait, so you, is that it? You got out of there? or is he still there? Or what's going on?
So yeah, so he's gonna be there, and my hope is that his wet meth brain has moved on to a new topic. But we got security cameras for inside, and I think I'm going back to Tahoe, and I might just be there for a while. So I'm just gonna get some cameras and.
Yeah, sounds terrifying, dude.
That sounds like the worst situation.
Yeah, it sounds like it's possible like he could snap at any moment.
If the person across from my room was a crackhead, it'd be weird because it's my sister. But like, it's still really.
It's pretty tough. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to focus. It's hard to sleep when you just feel like at any moment you have to snap into it. Which is why I was like today. I was like, Zach, what's up? I'm gonna go work at your house. You got fucking weights and you got space and you don't have an indigenous crackhead threatening you.
Indigenous crackhead. That's a fun one. I like that.
That is the name of the episode right here.
So where's Holly? Is Holly with you?
She was here, but she went to see a friend of ours.
Go steal some more shit.
She's stealing.
She's gonna be like, I gotta go to my storage unit. You're gonna be like, what storage unit?
Like, I don't know why she left in a U-Haul, but she's
back with a bag that just like between, like just hella glass pieces.
All she's stealing is crack. It's like the only thing. Crack and. Slingshots and statues and canoes.
Canoes.
It's terrifying.
Indigenous crackhead. Yeah?
Yeah, he's just smoking crack in a wigwam.
That's nice. He lives in a teepee inside of his house.
Smoke the crack peace pipe.
There it is.
Pieces of crack pipe.
Oh, man. I mean. Yeah, it's crazy too, because like they came into your house because like you know when your pipelines were fucked up or whatever.
Oh shit!
Guys, call back to something that people cared about that nobody cares about anymore.
Oh yeah.
Well, oh wow, that took me a second. I did offer him a keystone.
Oh are people, nice. Are
still extra large one.
No, they lost.
Oh,
they built that pipeline and then it leaked and killed a whole bunch of fucking things.
Did it?
Yeah, dude. I Googled it like 6 months later and I'm like, are we still upset about this? And then I was like, no, it got built. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Well, yeah, we can only focus on the problem with us as a society is we can really only focus on one thing at a time. And like, once people are like, hey, I have a right to live, it's hard to protest for anything else. You know, it's hard to be like, I got to look out for these planes, baby. And like, I'm not saying that they're not important, but like once people are like, no, don't distract. We're talking about this. It's like, right.
Definitely a fair point. But like this movement wasn't happening. This pipeline's like 2 years ago, bro.
They just took a L. They took an extra large L. That was what L in Keystone.
I shared my location to confuse those guys and everything. And
damn.
Didn't do anything, bro.
It's tough, man.
You guys share your location?
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you what I'm protesting in the streets tomorrow.
Oh, here we go.
And that's Chris D'Elia.
Hot take.
Do you think this helps or hurts my career?
Helps. Go. Yeah, hey. Helps. There.
Well, it helps you with the younger audiences for sure.
You think?
There can only be one, like, I feel like, especially for us, Mark, in terms of, because for so long, comedy was like just a menagerie of white dudes. Now it's kind of like a choose your fighter. You can only be one type of white dude comic, you know? So like the Joe Rogan slot's filled, the Chris D'Elia slot was filled. It may be unfilled. And that would be you now.
You don't want to fill the Chris D'Elia spot, though. That's the whole point. It's
no, it's very tight. It's immature.
Okay.
It's a tight spot to fill. It's not good. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So you saw he came out and responded today, right?
Oh, he did?
I didn't see it.
Tell us what it is.
His response, and I'm paraphrasing, but what he said to TMZ was...
What he said to TMZ, God, what a life.
He said, and TMZ, of TMZ is so funny. They just have like a camera roll of the worst photo ever taken of someone, and they just trot them out for these moments. So it looks like in the moment that they talked to him, he was like in between words and like stressed outside of a nightclub. But what he said to them was, every relationship he's ever had has both been legal and consensual. And that he never met up with or shared inappropriate photos with any of the people who came out on Twitter. But he said that he definitely did let the lifestyle get to him. He owns that. That's on him. And he has been working on it and will continue to.
What did you say, Dylan?
The pedophile lifestyle? It's hard to get out of it, dude.
So
you start going to Subway first, and then you start watching, you know.
Basically what he said is, like, everything was legal, which means I definitely like 18-year-olds, and I wait till people are 18, and none of the people who are currently tweeting that I send naked pics to, but, you know, definitely have been. And then, you know, those things are legal, but people are going to be able to make up their mind about how they feel about power dynamics being used in such a way. But
That's complicated because Drake did shit like that too, right? I mean, he's a groomer.
Yeah, male grooming is so important.
Yeah,
that's why we're sponsored by Keeps.
Manscaped.
Manscaped. That's what it is.
That'd be a great Gillette commercial for male grooming. Can you imagine that? It's just like this fucking 45-year-old dude talking to this kid who's like 13.
Dude, grooming the Gillette Mach 3 with 3 razor blades so that your skin can be as baby soft as the barely 18-year-olds that you're speaking to. Male grooming has never been so important.
You remember that Subaru commercial where it shows the kid as a baby, and then it goes to like a kid and then a teenager, and then he finally gets the keys to the car.
It's just a dude who's trying to fuck him.
Now you can drive to my place.
He gets the keys to a 4-year-old man's belt. Unclick.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Oh man.
So
do I get in trouble if I've been sending messages to 16-year-olds telling them how shitty they are in Call of Duty every time I kill them, or is that legal?
It's reverse grooming.
Yeah, you're filthing them up.
Yeah,
you're like, it's not wrong. I fucked those kids up today digitally. Yeah. The one thing that an article did, and this is such a pet peeve of mine, is an article tried to do the whole thing of like all these comics are coming out against Chris D'Elia and like his peers have turned on him. And then they chose like 4 or 5 tweets that got like 20 likes from comedians that are like more or less like at our level or like slightly above. All the comments were like, would we call these his peers? I'm not 100% sure. And like, that's not the point. That's not the most salient issue on the story, but I hate when it's like, there's a story here and you're fucking it up.
Fair. You know, I think it's a distraction, dude.
What'd you say?
I think it's a distraction.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Nah, never mind.
No?
No, I don't like this take.
I was really excited for it. Go ahead.
It was obvious. I don't need to say it. We'll keep going. Move on.
You think it's the zeitgeist trying to, you know, like, so, just man. In case, just in case
it's the McRib.
Right. Like, just in case the NBA decides to cancel the season to focus on the protest, they're just going to start canceling people so that people can have something else to focus on before the protests get too powerful.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Those exact words.
It's possible.
Well, then, does that make Chris D'Elia a good man then? Or a bad man?
No, that makes him a worse man.
Oh, okay. Tight.
Yeah.
Right, because he did this years ago.
Not only is he, like, you know, doing whatever he's doing, like, with young people, but he's taking away from a good cause.
Right.
The protests and stuff.
Yeah.
And the pipeline.
Do you think, and I know you're not...
Pipeline. I still cared about... I cared a lot about that pipeline, bro. I donated money. I was very invested in that. You definitely look like you should care about the pipeline, but.
What? Is that a fat joke? I don't know why I felt it was a fat joke. I don't get it.
Yep. I was calling you gay, actually. My bad.
Okay. Yep. Like the pipeline.
Did you, do you think that, I know you're not huge sports guys, but do you think the NBA should play? Have you been following that at all? Because people are having very different takes on that.
I've been watching the UFC nonstop, so.
Man, fucking bring it, just bring everything back. Let's just fucking kill everybody. The hospitals, just fucking flood the system, bro. You know what? This is what I fucking think, okay? Everyone's so fucking worried about like what's gonna happen when the fucking battery dies, so they're turning off their brightness, they're fucking locking the battery's gonna fucking die. Let it die and charge it the fuck back up again. You think when I got 2% battery on my phone, I'm going into fucking lockdown mode and I'm entering shit, fuck, I'm closing out my ass? No, my brightness goes up, I'm fucking full speed ahead, it fucking dies, and then you know, I find a charger. You know, whatever. Let it fuck when I feel like charging. That's what
you really go up brighter. You don't.
I didn't follow any of that.
I
he's talking about Chris D'Elia. He's talking about Chris D'Elia.
I did follow it, but the reason the NBA is thinking of not playing is not because of coronavirus. It's to focus on the protests. But I like your corona. But I like your.
Oh, I thought it was like a corona.
Kill all of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, where's he going? And then I was like, oh, he's going somewhere else.
I thought we were talking.
He's confused.
Mark went off.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Mark is back. Did you guys, did you watch the Chappelle special?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was very interesting because it wasn't funny at all, right? We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Funny, but it was parts. Meaningful.
It's funnier than fucking Gatsby.
Well, so here's
was
the.
It though? Was it the, though?
This is the salient point. Is like.
I don't think it was.
A lot of people dumped on that because it wasn't funny, but it was poignant and beautiful in many ways. But it was like, this isn't the greatest comedy special ever. And in fact, to her credit, she says, "I'm not doing comedy." But then she, of course, spoiled it by saying, if you don't have something to say, you shouldn't be on TV, and basically dumping on comics who weren't doing it that way. Yeah. So it is hard to say, like, you can hate one and not the other. But because I knew that going in, and because so many people had said, like, oh, it's kind of like that, or it's not really a comedy special, but it's Chappelle talking. Guess what? I'd watch Chappelle talk about anything for almost any amount of time. And it was beautiful, and it was poignant, and it was funny, and he made good points, but it should not be judged as a comedy special because he's proven he can do comedy. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
It was fire. It was so fucking funny. It was hilarious. It was one of the top 10 comedy specials I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When he was talking about like how like okay. me...
See, that's good. That's a good point. Yeah. All comedy should be like this from now on. Anything else... isn't comedy.
You know, when that lady was talking about it, I didn't really get it. But now that Chappelle comes out, I get it now, you know?
Yeah, well, race is easier than gender and sexuality.
The best thing is going to be some, you know, up-and-coming open micer white comic is going to watch that and be like, that's the comedy I want to do, and is going to go on stage and try and blow people's minds about race at like a fucking brainwash open mic for four people and look like an absolute asshole. And that's what I want to see. That's one of the changes I want to see in the world come from this.
Those are his favorite specials, was the 846 and the Nanette. Those were his only specials that he's watched.
Yeah. And by the way, great, but go do that. Yeah, I want to watch people who suck do that. Like, that is fun to me.
Fair enough.
What did you think, Andrew?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
What do you do when you come on these podcasts? I always know you're not 100% with us.
Well, I'm getting the other show ready just in case.
All right.
Just in case what? You have to get out of here?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I do have to. I'm just getting it set up and for so when I hop out, I just hop right in, you know?
Yeah.
I told you I wasn't.
It's like, all extra credit. So before you go, I want to know, because this is your
extra credit. I like that.
This is after your Netflix special drops. How are you feeling about that? I've seen your numbers go up. You destroyed it. You were the funniest person on there.
Clap for Andrew Ruffel, baby.
Oh, y'all sweet.
This is sarcastic.
I feel good.
Yeah, this is very sarcastic.
I'm slow clapping.
Yeah, I'm slow clapping too. Hey, good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
Tight. Perfect. Glad it's all working out for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel good. I was like, honestly, I was like stressing out. I was telling Mark, I was like, should I start smoking weed again? Like, I was having like panic attacks, like all
Nothing
day.
Nothing helps panic attacks like smoking more weed.
I don't know what I don't know. I thought it's supposed to calm you down, you know? So
yeah, because Mark is the calmest person we know.
True. True. Very true.
Yeah. That hurts.
Wait, so you had panic attacks before it released, even having like the work couple, in
like a couple days before? I was like, fuck, like,
yeah, it's the anxiety is more usually the buildup is worse than the actual moment, right?
I was just like, yeah, I was just like, I was just scared of what, like, are people gonna like me, or like, you know what I mean? Are people gonna,
right?
But you know, it seems like I got some like positive reviews, so I was like, okay, cool, yeah.
That's
what
such
are you laughing about?
I'm just laughing at, like, that's like, you know, if I had had this experience and you guys asked me about it, I'd probably go on like a 5-minute diatribe, and Andrew's entire takeaway was, I was scared, but then I got a couple good reviews, so it was cool.
Yeah. He was freaking out. He was running around here. He kept saying he was going to get cut out. He's like, I'm for sure getting cut out. They're not promoting me. I'm getting cut out.
I did see that a little bit. I was like, damn, where is Andrew? Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
a surprise move.
And then after it released that night, I was like, okay, this is cool. And then the days after were just like, I was getting hella messages and I was just like reading them. And I was like, oh, this is a lot to deal with. And then
you had to learn Tagalog.
Yeah. You didn't respond to any of the young ones though, right?
Bro, it's the Philippines. No. It's all my relationships were legal. And in the Philippines, you can make love to an 8-year-old farmer.
It was consensual.
What is the law? I think I've asked you this, but what is, do you know the law?
I have no idea, to be honest.
That's the best answer, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good. You don't want to be a guy who's like really proficient
11.
In age of consent laws.
Yeah, 11 in most states. Number 13, rule A-C, section 5.
You have a heat map on your wall that's like live updating, like a CNN panel.
Manila just changed.
Dick Wolf. Dick Wolf. Like, Blitzer.
Bro, it's like Cerebro in X-Men. Just like in the room. Just like, wow.
You don't want that. No, you don't want that, because like the legality thing is like, what you realize is like the legality thing should be, how fucking creepy would your friends be if they even saw you hanging out with this person?
Yeah,
that should be your,
it's legal to like fuck like your cousin and sister in like California.
That's depending on a, no, it's not.
That's
very confusing.
True. Oh, I thought that was a thing.
You really got me there for a second. I was like, I mean,
I thought you were joking. I thought that was real.
You think you can fuck your sister in California?
I don't think California has incest laws.
Damn, dude. No, that's how woke we are, is we didn't even spend the time writing it down because we were like, no one's going to.
I heard someone say, like, countries would like that as a problem have it as their law.
Damn. Yeah, that is true. You don't have laws for weird shit. There's no law that's like you cannot eat your own dick. Like that's not a law.
Can you see my cert? Can you see what it's I typed in? No.
If you read it, that would be great.
I typed in incest laws, and it comes up incest laws by state, and the second option is incest laws in Alabama.
Yeah, that's that's something the whole world wants to know about.
So what is it?
Hold on, I'll just
type it. Go to the second option.
Oh, no, you're right. Okay, California does.
Did you see the unfortunate Twitter moment that your boy Andrew Yang had? Not his fault at all, but
what do you do? I don't
see poor timing. He
posted how much he loves Chris D'Elia or some shit.
No, that'd be so
much. I love this guy. Oh shit! No. Yeah. Backpedal.
He was like, yeah, I'm dropping my daughter off at Chris's house. No, he tweeted out just like a fun Yang Twitter moment. He said, "My boys think Shake Shack is better than Five Guys, right or wrong?" And he tweeted that out about 2 hours before news broke that the cops thought they got poisoned at Shake Shack, which it ended up turning out that they then retracted and said it was just cleaning solution. And whole story notwithstanding, Yang just had the unfortunate moment of tweeting that out, and then his thread was just like, "Oh, you knew about this?" Like, hilarious.
Yeah, they would. That's what everybody thinks about Yang, dude. They think he's like a Chinese agent or some shit, and he's just like plotting, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he's the reason those cops got poisoned. That's like the most Yang shit that could happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I mean, like, doesn't that kind of help him in in the other way? You know what I mean?
Which way? Who wants a Chinese, like, insurgent?
No. I meant, like, him tweeting that out. Aren't a lot of, like, people that are against the cops right now just like, fuck yeah, Yang?
Oh, yeah. Like, Yang's our boy.
Well, people didn't even, like, know, like, what to make of it. Like, because it was such, like, an innocent, so like, Twitter, please debate. Like, let's talk about burger things. And then people are like, oh, yeah, you want to poison cops, motherfucker?
That's
and then
so
people
funny.
Were like, this is a bridge too far. Literally,
it's so fucking funny. Yeah,
there's a bunch of like, so let me read you his tweet thread. My boys think Shake Shack is better than Five Guys, right or wrong. Tweet 2, for what it's worth, I agree that the price adjusted winner is In-N-Out. The important thing is that we can debate our points of view as one people, one country, united in our passion for determining the best burger chain. Next tweet. Oh no.
A cab.
Next tweet. Oh no. This thread was started before the awful news of the poisoning of several officers at a Shake Shack in New York City. It looks like they'll be all right. I hope they catch the responsible party. Poisoning is reprehensible.
Cops, they never get poisoned, dude. Cops never ever get poisoned. Every time there's a story of like a cop getting like poisoned and it like gets bit by the media, everybody picks it up. They never, it always comes around and it's like, no, he was just lying. They're just lying.
Most people don't get poisoned.
Look it up.
I mean, what are they like getting like hemlock in their shakes? Yeah. Who poisons anymore? Exactly. That's not even a thing. Cops don't even give out poisonings.
They were conquering Rome, and then they fucking got poisoned.
Yeah. They probably just shit. They probably just like shit weird, and they were like, "Oh no, we're poisoned."
I got poisoned, but I'm so strong, I can beat this.
Final tweet. He goes, "2020, when a debate about a burger chains becomes the darkest shit imaginable."
That's so funny, bro.
Which sounds 100. Like what they had.
Oh no, is so great though. Yeah. But also, 100? The boys could be the cops, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
100% there was like Hillary and like Bernie supporters was like, damn, we didn't know Yang got it like that. Yeah, they just moved over.
This guy's actually trying to kill cops. We're about it.
Yeah. Some more probably racist shit. They're like, damn, he's bringing poisoning out. He's trying to take him over like they did in the Hmong dynasty. Like they fucking
the Hmong dynasty. Oh, dude.
So good. Oh man.
Yeah, hell yeah. Go Andrew Yang.
Yang gang.
Ahead of the curb.
Bro, if he didn't drop out of the race, literally it was perfect, bro. Like his whole plan was like the world is ending. We need to give people money right away. And then he's like, all right, I'm not going to win. And then a month later, Corona
They hits. Gave us money.
Yeah.
They gave us money.
And like, then they gave us money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he 100% poisoned those cops. Yeah, sure.
It's revenge, bro.
This is revenge.
Yeah. This is just more white people cheating off the Asian guy's test.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly
Wow. Oh, you got a plan? Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'm gonna. That's my plan now.
Wow.
Wow.
Gang, gang, bro.
Damn, you should write that and send it to Andrew Schultz and let him get all the fucking credit.
I would happily do that.
That was
nice.
That was like a fucking gig going there.
That was a jab compliment. That was like a
It was a weird one. That's a great joke. You should, you know, use that to help your career.
Yeah, exactly. You should send that joke to someone who is actually going to get it seen by increasingly more people and give you credit for it, which really helps you out in a lot of ways.
Yeah, shout out to
Andrew Schultz.
That's like a hug jab.
Yeah, love you, Doc. with like just one pat too hard.
Yeah, it's just an aggressive pat.
Come on. A little ass tap, grab your dick a little bit. Fun one. Okay. We've got two
lick
minutes
off under the table, lick your balls. Yo, fucking Koenig is going off in the chat. Shut the fuck up. I suck at call it. He said, bro, don't I'm timing out Koenig. I'm timing him out.
We have Koenig. 2 minutes left on this Zoom. Should I start a new one?
I want to eat dinner.
Okay. You wanna finish strong?
That's all. I don't know. That was a pretty strong finish. Chinese, like Asian guy test taking. That's a good joke.
We'll tune in next week because China and India are fighting right now. And it's a story that no one's talking about, but they got into an actual altercation.
You can't, first of all, you can't call me and Andrew that anymore. All right. That's not cool. I'm fucking tired of it. We made up.
Bro, they're fighting without weaponry. They're fighting with like sticks and stones and like hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah,
in
the
these
words are the thing that hurts them the most. Hey,
start a new meeting. We gotta do at least an hour. I got a couple videos we gotta watch. So just
I'll come back then. I'm gonna go eat real quick. I'll be eating on the pod. How about that?
Yeah, just be eating on the pod, bro.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna restart. Right. Andrew, I assume you're out.
Bye.
Have a good show.
Yeah, gotta go. All right. Thanks.
Let's take a break. Later. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Listen to this shit, dude. Yeah. Oh, Dawood's coming on. I'm excited. I think he'll like this. We'll wait till he's here. That photo always creeps me out.
Fuck you.
Okay, Dawood, I was telling Mark, so this is just Indian state TV talking about being attacked. I heard on a podcast like literally like 10 seconds this clip, so I don't know where it goes, but this dude's intro is just so strong and it makes me want to watch more Indian news. Here it is.
News. Devious China. Devious China has broken the peace after 45 years along the LAC. The consequences are grim. Indian troops that were out on a routine patrol to ensure that the Chinese were following up on their side of the bargain and withdrawing from the Galwan Valley positions that they had occupied illegally, found that the Chinese had broken the pact. Angry Indian troops confronted the Chinese and asked them, why is it that they weren't honoring the pact that...
All right, I won't say the whole thing. I just love this.
Viewers, devious China. Devious China has broken the peace after 45 years.
Such a
sick
way to open it up.
Viewers, devious China. Devious China.
Why is it in English?
And people hate China, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are blaming them for, letting the virus out. I'm not sure if it could have been contained, but while the virus is out, they have taken over Hong Kong, gone back on their pact there, and then apparently been very, very devious with India, breaking their pact along the PAC. I don't know what it's called. Who LBC. You got in that showdown?
Long Beach. Oh, that's China, bro. The problem is China's going to get gangbanged.
What?
China's going to get attacked by multiple people. China's making hell of enemies right now, bro.
Is that what's going on?
I have no idea. I'm just saying shit.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I don't know anything, bro. China probably has more allies than India. I have no idea.
Yeah, but the U.S. doesn't feel very powerful right now because we don't have any real leadership or have our own shit together or have any sort of strategy. So it makes it very difficult to act like we're actually a leader on the world stage.
I'm not worried about us. We have the strongest military by like
20 we'll be, times. We'll be, no, we'll be safe, but I don't think we can deter a devious China. China is not... what we
You're
want.
Sneaky, bro.
Sneaky. A devious.
They're sneaky, bro.
A normal China? China, fine, but a devious China?
Yeah, devious China sounds.
I don't think Trump or Biden are equipped for a devious China, dude. Biden's going to be like, you know, I've always, I don't know, Jack, I've always believed the Chinese to be devious.
Yep. I think we're fucked either way, I think.
I don't know. That's interesting. That's an interesting battle, bro.
What's the what? The battle between China and India?
That's a hot one.
That's like who would win in a fight, like a lion or a bear?
A bear? I would go elephant, right?
Elephant? What the fuck are you
talking about? I would go elephant versus dragon.
It's it depends what year it is, Joey. If it's the year of the rat, then it's fucking, they got it. You know what I'm saying? You're the dragon, you're fucked, bro. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, you're right, man.
You're the monkeys of push.
They are kind of devious, dude. Like, you know, sneaking 10, 12 of them under one dragon. You know, what are you doing under there? What's like, you thought the Trojan horse was crazy.
Yeah. Shit. The Trojan dragon, dude.
They're always trapping my fingers.
That's what they call a condom on Andrew's dick. Is
Trojan dragon? He's unleashing the dragon, bro.
Yeah.
Oh man, what else happened this week?
You stumble upon that?
What?
This happened.
Why are you watching Indian news?
The clip came on NPR. Does this little like up first like morning news roundup, and they played that, and I just heard "Devious China," and I almost spit my coffee out. Viewers, Devious China. Devious China.
That's such a funny intro, man.
In an Indian accent, it's like perfect.
Oh, man. Devious China. So vicious.
Devious China. He says it twice. It's great. I don't think we could get away with saying shit like that. Like, that would feel.
Sneaky Chinese. Strike again.
Yeah.
You definitely can't say shit like that.
Dude, Trump says like that shit, says shit like that all
that's
the time.
That's very true.
What the fuck?
That's very true.
That's actually an incredible point.
He literally that's went on TV and right. was like, these slant-eyed fucks over there. I heard it, bro.
Trump Tower has the... Yeah, that's a good point. He does say
some
wild
shit.
Yeah,
that's actually a very good point, Mark. I stand down from my position, but he almost exists because we've just like people. It's like, you know, not maybe people with the kindest of hearts, but some people were like, that's refreshing to hear someone tell it like it is.
Yeah. Dude, we should vote for this Indian guy then.
I'm a down.
As our new president of America.
I mean, Donald Trump kind of sounds like he's a little like got like an Indian accent because of his like speech impediment.
Yeah.
I could see him totally saying, viewers.
Viewers.
Devious China.
Did you see the whole thing with him at West Point? He couldn't drink out of a water glass. I mean, the video is real. I know that if Hillary.
Dude.
This motherfucker went like this, bro.
That's a hell of a.
He was like.
Yeah, I think he's just super rich, bro.
He didn't have someone feeding him the water glass, and he got shook.
Exactly. Or he didn't have a straw. This is a man who's lived his life off straws, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that straws are a rich guy move now? I'm not sure I can go there with you.
First of all, I was going your angle, but you took it. So then I went to straws. But yeah, man, straws are fucking, bro. You gonna tell me? Bringing a cup to you That's a poor person thing, bro. A straw, bro. A golden straw.
What about walking down a fucking ramp? Is that a poor person thing?
100%, dude.
Absolutely.
He should be carried. Like, the, like that thing, like with four guys holding him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So hot.
Boom, hot takes.
Wow.
Hot takes in here, bro.
Boy, did you just spit roast the press? Damn.
We're political now. What's up?
Anyway, donate to our Patreon. It's Chapo Trap House. Sweet political zings from a group with no coherent ideology.
I don't got nothing. I don't even know what the word means, motherfucker. So how can it be coherent?
Oh man, what a world!
Did you watch the video of the cop crying over a late McMuffin?
The McMuffin thing? I saw the headline. I didn't read it.
Oh my god, dude!
What happened with that? Can you watch that? Is it worth watching?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good, dude.
Yeah, I saw the headline, but like, I don't know. McMuffin just didn't seem like the headline to catch my attention during all this shit.
Did you see while you're looking for that, did y'all listen to J. Cole's new song?
What song is that? Damn, I'm so behind on shit.
So I think he did something.
Let me share the screen real quick. Right. Let me share the screen.
All right. Because he did something very interesting, and okay, hold on.
There you go.
You're good. He did something very smart. We'll talk about it after Mark's thing. I don't want to get us off topic, but
talk about it. What did he do?
Well, so his song, it's a very honest song, and people thought he was calling out No Name, and he really was like, no, he's like, I don't feel equipped to be a leader during this. All this stuff, like he's very well thought out, very honest, very good song about the times, but he has all these lines in it where he's talking about girl being educated and like she's well read and she's done the reading and she's, you know, she's smarter than me and she's sharing shit up in her timeline, sharing stuff up in her stories, and she's an activist. And like, probably I saw like 10 to 15 girls who have been sharing all of their stuff on their stories share his song, because I was like, oh my god, all these girls like feel like it's representing and like about them. So it went like viral through like hot activist chick Instagram, and I thought that was such an interesting move. And I don't even think he meant to, but if it was fucking smart.
Yeah, this is me. I'm the person he's talking about in this song.
Everyone wants to see themselves in a song. That's all music is.
Well, not people fuck the police.
Yeah, they either want to feel what they're feeling or see themselves in it. Mark, why do you keep sharing and going away?
It's not working. It's not working for me. So,
it keeps popping up for me.
Weird.
Basically,
this cop is all fucking bent out of shape because she had to wait for a fucking McMuffin, and she starts crying because her McMuffin was late and she's worked the force for 15 years and I don't understand why my fat ass has to pull to the side.
Oh god,
idiot, dude. It's like, do you know how many times I've ordered no cheese at fucking McDonald's and they put cheese on it? You don't hear me fucking crying about it. I yell about it on a podcast like a fucking grown up.
That's right, get a podcast, ma'am. If you want to yell about
a person with a gun, bro, that's a person with a gun who's upset about a McMuffin.
Yeah, that's not
dangerous. That is terrifying, bro.
That is very scary. Like, you gotta be a little more even keeled on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Straight up.
Did you see that they finally got rid of Aunt Jemima?
They did. Yeah,
about time. That racist bitch.
She's the racist.
I'm fucking tired. I'm not fucking canceling Aunt Jemima, dude.
Dude, her tweets about Middle Easterns are fucked up, bro.
And we
what
need
she
to...
said about the gay community? Forget about it, bro. You would think she'd be sweet, but she is fucking.
And I mean,
very salty.
And technically, she can say it, but it was if she crossed the line when she called Uncle Ben the N-word. I just felt like he's just trying to sell some rice. You know.
I was thinking about
Jemima off. We need to start. We need to take the Redskins off too. Those are we're bad people. Why are we celebrating them?
That's the, I love that take.
The Cleveland. Man, how long are we gonna people. Glorify the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah.
They should be the Cleveland accountants. Just good, salt of the earth, white mascots.
I like the guy that like is on the right engineers. Reason. He's on the right side of history, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah. I love
That's
that.
My new character. I love that character.
So good. Jemima was a racist bitch.
He wants to defund the police because he wants martial law.
Yeah.
We need the fucking army in our streets. Yeah.
Defund the police, fund the army.
Yeah.
We need more generals out here.
He doesn't like ICE because he thinks that That's a little that's a tough one.
That's a bit much. Yeah.
That was a bit much. That I'll admit that was too much. But we're searching.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't got anything else. We did an hour now.
On Jemima, though?
That's fire.
So wait,
Is Uncle Ben racist? Not like not is he racist, but is the his caricature racist, you think?
I only had time to read into the Aunt Jemima one because the first article I read was talking about how the last lady who actually like played her on TV was like this incredible leader in the black community, like went to a school, was the first person to teach black history there, was like a beloved member of the community. And I was like, oh, it seems like it was like used in some good ways. And then I like read another article. It was like, it goes back to the minstrel shows and like this character Mammy who was like forced to take care of what. And I was like, oh Jesus. So they evolved it over the last few years. So it obviously wasn't about that, but the beginning of it was just, I think too fucked to repair.
It's like obviously racist in my opinion. Like it's kind of like, that's like you've seen, like that's a caricature. Uncle Ben, I don't know if it's racist, right?
They can change it to Tom.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because he has to die, right? So Spider-Man can become Spider-Man?
What?
That's very true.
Andrew would have loved that fucking joke, you guys.
They are going to Uncle Ben's Rice is going to change the brand as part of parent company's stance against racism. I got a little more into this. I will say that the ready rice, brown rice, the long grain, it's pretty good stuff. The like actual
the
product.
I like the boil in a bag. I'll tell you, it's a good one.
It's pretty strong. Oh wow. So Uncle Ben, Miss Butterworth's, and Aunt Jemima.
Miss Butterworth is black?
Bro, I don't even fucking know.
I thought Miss Butterworth is white.
Bruh. I thought
they're even whitewashing maple syrup bottles, bro. That's next level, bro.
Hold up. Let's look up Miss Butterworth here.
Like whites were slaves too or some shit, you know?
This is why good Mrs. Fields been in the dark. I don't know what the fuck she looks like. She's just making don't. Oh.
Is Jack in the Box white or black?
But you know the problem with Miss Butterworth's man is it's a clear bottle,
it's a cartoon?
But it's dark.
It's a cartoon. Is that the fucking problem? Is worth judging?
No, dude, bro, hold up. It's pretty insane. I'll pull it up. But Miss Butterworth,
I think I get it.
It's the a clear bottle, but it's of maple syrup, so you don't know. But I don't know.
When it's empty, she's white. Yeah.
He goes through a process.
Exactly. She's like Sammy Sosa in it, you know? Dude, he should have his own fucking syrup, dude. That'd
Sammy
be perfect.
Syrup.
Sammy syrup, dude. It starts off, you pour it, it gets lighter and lighter. Oh my God.
Sammy.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Sammy syrup. And there you have it.
Oh my
God.
That's how you end a podcast.
Now that's the end of the show right there. Oh,
holy
man.
Shit.
Oh, there it is. All right. I'm going to end the recording. Check out the Patreon. We're back every week. Message us. Send us the email, pier69pod gmail.com. We're happy to answer questions, talk about topics, anything you want to hear us cover next week. We'll do it for you.
Yeah. And yeah, we're going off. Share, like this, tell everybody. And then also, we do post more videos on the Patreon. We're trying to record more. So just check it out. It's worth it now. Or
yep.
Getting there.
Boom. All right. Bye-bye.